here's a question for you. Is marriage overrated?
Why aren't people getting married anymore?
A new Pew Research poll found that 2 in 5 young adults think marriage is an outdated tradition.
Marriage rates are at their lowest right now.
Is marriage really even worth it?
More than half of marriages end in divorce.
If you get married, you have to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life, right? That's why you get married. So that's why it's declining. Why would you get married if you want to have just one partner when you can have multiple?
Marriage is stupid.
Welcome to the Married AF Podcast, the self-proclaimed greatest relationship and marriage podcast in the world. Marriage is stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid is what the guy says in our intro. We are your hosts, Matthew and Monica Powers, for official season 3, episode number 1, episode 30-something-ish overall. Sure. But here we are.
If you say so.
Officially getting going. Welcome to everyone who is listening on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, all the other different ones, and watching us possibly on YouTube. You can actually watch us and see what's actually going on behind the scenes, which is really not all that glamorous, all that fun. I mean, I'm wearing my
behind the scenes
footy socks, my little house slipper socks,
your Bombas,
my Bombas. If Bombas would ever want to sponsor us, that's a huge win.
We love our Bombas socks;
they're amazing, and the Bombas slippers are where it's at. You can make fun of me all you want; just get off my back. So, I had an episode planned today.
Yes,
I had something written out, ready. This was a part of the planning process throughout the summer. Hey, this was going to be good. Really transitioned into the first episode. But all that completely changed on Friday because essentially you have been lying to me and keeping a secret from me for a very long time that really came to fruition about a month ago. And we
it
just kind of got
what?
Fruition. It came to life.
Where
it came
you?
About.
Using all of these strange
big vocabulary
words
okay?
lately. You're like 19th century Matthew Powers.
Listen, they talk
Reel
well
it in.
There, okay?
Tell everybody what it means in English.
It means it came to life. This secret you've been keeping from me for a very, very long time. So please share what this was and why this episode has completely changed, because we kind of got to the end point of that secret, or not the end point, but to the huge next step of this secret on Friday.
Well, in my defense, I forgot about it.
I'll give you a little bit on that. So what happened?
Okay, so I know that your favorite game show is Wheel of Fortune.
It is.
And was it a year ago-ish?
I think a little over a year ago, maybe a year to 18 months, we'll say.
It was around this time. It's our anniversary. In a few days.
Yes.
but we always do something fun around this time. We've done The Price is Right
mm-hmm.
for like our 10th anniversary, maybe.
No, we went to New York for that, but we
okay.
did it.
Something.
Sometime.
Anyways, we did it this time of year for our anniversary. We're like, heck yeah, it was the live show. And we did the little VIP package where we got to go spin the wheel and... We have to so tell them what you spun. You get one spin.
Yes. In the VIP package, you get to go actually on the stage, have your pictures made, and you get to actually spin the wheel. And I take a bunch of pictures while you're spinning. Monica spun first.
And I you spun did pretty, a 500.
You got 500. You did pretty good. I spun my one and only opportunity to actually spin the wheel. And of course, it lands on bankrupt.
You had one spin, Powers.
One spin, one bankrupt. Spin. Tragic news. So we did that.
We had so much fun at that little event.
And a friend that we went to high school with was there. We didn't know he was going to be there, but he actually got up on the stage to be a part of the show and actually won
the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah.
It was really cool to see. And we just talked about it for, I guess, a while. And I don't remember what sparked my memory at that time. But I'd say a year or so before we went to the live event,
yep,
I had submitted you to be a contestant on the actual show. Not just the live.
With Pat Sajak, with Vanna White, the whole thing.
The real deal. You have to get on a plane and go across the country.
To LA.
To be on the show. Like, you are an actual contestant. So I'd forgotten about it.
You had completely forgotten about it. You did this, never, ever mentioned a word to me about it, never even gave a hint that, hey, this would be a really cool opportunity. Don't you think? Nothing whatsoever.
No, I didn't.
So,
and I knew that if, when I submitted all of your stuff, if I were to put your email address, you would have
sneaky,
thought.
Sneaky, sneaky.
You would have been, this is stupid, this is spam, delete.
Oh, 100%.
So I put all of your information, like, as you, the contestant, but my information on the contact part.
You did. So,
and a month ago.
Fast forward to middle of August. I'm sitting at home with our daughter.
You're
at Students with our son, Cash. And you just, you call me, like, right as Students is about to begin. You say, check your email. I signed you up for Wheel of Fortune. They just sent you an email. I got to go, bye. And that was it. That's all I got. So I'm like, what in the world is she talking about right here? What has she done? I don't fully understand. I can't talk to you because you're in the middle of Students at this time.
I was going into a small group. I was like, hey, sorry. Check your email. I love you. Bye.
And that was pretty much it. So I open the email. I read it. And sure enough, I've been selected to audition for Wheel of Fortune. And I'm like,
you have this.
Okay. All right. Sure. Whatever. Okay.
You didn't believe me.
No, I didn't believe you at all. So I go in. I reply to the email. They contact me immediately and say, hey, we have this date for a quick little 5-minute interview. And I'm thinking, okay, 5-minute interview. That'll be it. It's over. So
it was the next day?
It was two or three days later.
Yeah.
It was the following Monday that I did it. And so on that Monday, I have that interview. It is literally just a couple minutes. I ask you a few questions and just kind of have a short little conversation with you. And she's like, okay, this went really, really great. We really like you. What are you doing on Wednesday? I was like, it doesn't matter. She said, well, the next step of this process, you're going to go through an hour-long audition with one of the producers of the show, and you're going to actually have to go through, play the game, and all this. So I'm like, okay, great. So we set it up for that Wednesday.
Like 2 days later.
2 days later.
This is all in a span of a week.
Oh, yeah. Set it up on that Wednesday, and I'm in there, and I'm there with the producer, and there are three other people there with me. So they have four of us. And we do, the fast puzzles to start the game. And then we have to tell a little bit about ourselves. And it goes a little more lengthy than what you would actually see on the show. And they ask you questions and talk to you for about 5 minutes. No, not even that. Maybe 2 or 3 minutes each person. And then after that, you go to a whole other section where they just flash semi-solved puzzles on the screen four at a time. It goes for 15 minutes for each person, and you just solve as many as you possibly can. You don't get to add letters to it or anything like that. It's really, really intense. It's very stressful. It's very fast paced. You see the clock and all that. So
I begged you to video this secretly so I could watch.
You did. I was unable to video.
You did not. You were just so nervous that day.
Oh, I was so nervous about it. So do that. And they tell us at the end, hey, thank you so much for your time. Be on the lookout for your email. You'll hear from us within 1 to 2 months. If you don't hear from us, you didn't get it. You can reapply in a year. So fast forward to Friday.
Well, and at that point we were like, oh, well, that sucks. You went through all of that for nothing.
Yeah, I truly didn't expect to get anything. I did well in the game, but I didn't expect to win anything at all. I figured, all right, well, that was a cool experience. It's over and done with. Friday, I'm leaving the office, heading home, get an email. It says Wheel of Fortune. It's one from the producers. And sure enough, Wheel of Fortune reached out and said, hey, we need you to record on this day. Are you available? It's going to be for this. I can't talk too much detail about it, but we need you to come out to LA, and we want to film the show on this date. And sure enough, that's where we currently stand. So I replied, it's like, back.
We're going to be in LA in less than a month.
Less than a month time. So
for Wheel of Fortune taping.
I replied back that, yeah, hey, we're 100% in. Absolutely, we most certainly are. And I expect to get my actual contestant packet on Monday to be able to read through all that and go through all that. So this secret that you've been keeping from me.
You're welcome.
Turned out to be a really, really cool thing. And hopefully I'll get to be on the show, because they do tell you in the description, they're going to do everything I can to get everyone on the show, but there is a possibility that perhaps
one or two people that are not going to be on
what they
the
film
actual show
may not actually get on the show for whatever reason. So here we are. And this
either way, we're going to LA to Sony Studios to, even if we don't get to see you on the actual show, like we go back and watch like months down the road when right. it is going to be aired, we still get to physically be there
and witness the show and be able to watch down the road what we actually
we
saw
that. We know what that's, we know those answers. We know what that puzzle is.
We'll be the best ones ever on those shows for sure. So we've started watching, we're paying attention.
I got
a lot of research. I got a lot of studying. I got a lot of preparation to do, but you've been keeping a secret from me for a long time. And this was a secret that I thought was worth keeping.
Yeah, but yeah, I kind of forgot about it though.
You completely forgot about it. And it's completely slipped your mind. But
it did.
Happy accident, happy secret, I'll say. It's been a lot of fun. The interview process, getting that email was a lot of fun.
It
being able to share with you guys.
So fast.
So hopefully we'll be flying out here soon. And be able to actually go on the show and be a part of Wheel of Fortune. But it got me thinking as we were talking about this whole process on Friday, it kind of shifted the focus a little bit as far as this goes in the podcast. This was a secret that's a lot of fun, and it was harmless, and it was just, I'm going to sign my husband up for this because he loves the show.
And he's so good at it.
Nothing will ever come from it. Ha, 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 ha. You never know. It'd be like the same thing if I did for you for Jeopardy. Be like, ha ha, that's awesome. That's fun.
That's funny because you can't do that for Jeopardy. I have to literally take the test to be able. I already all know.
I know you've already
looked into
it.
I'm jacked up though because I do know that Jeopardy films.
They share the same studio
next door.
Wheel of Fortune. They're right there in the same warehouse.
I know we're going to be there an extra day. So we're kind of trying to figure out, hey, are we going to go to Disney or Universal or. What
are we going to be able to do?
Ken Jennings.
Oh, yeah. Ken's the man.
Are you kidding? That would just be so awesome.
Ken is the absolute man. But it led me to think, all right, this was a fun secret. And this was really cool. And I like this. But at the end of the day, keeping secrets in your marriage is a pretty awful thing.
Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
Coined by Elizabeth the stripper from The Office, who Scott thought was so great. So just to kind of talk about secrets, and we keep these secrets, and why in the world do we keep secrets? And as you kind of think through it and you think of the reasons you've kept your own secrets in your own life, because we've all done it before, but we know it never ends up good. So the reasons we mostly do it is, I can speak from the man's point of view on this, is we typically will keep a secret, we'll hold it in, we'll push it deep down far, you know, beneath all the other stuff, hoping it never comes up again. You know, if you're a Friends fan, you shove it in Monica Geller's closet. The closet
had
where she keeps
getting that out.
I did. The closet where she keeps all of her junk and all of her stuff. And that's what we do with these secrets.
That's her secret closet. Nobody's supposed to know about it.
No one's supposed to know about it. And for men, if we keep the secret down, that's the way men are supposed to do it.
Suppress
because
it.
If we let the secret out, if we tell someone about it, if we tell our spouse about it, a family member, a friend, someone that we trust, we view this as, well, we're vulnerable, and when people don't like being in a vulnerable state, and for men especially, it's shown as, hey, you're weak. You're weak. You're not man enough to be able to
man up.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You got to man up. And that's not the right thing. Another reason that we keep these secrets, as far as in the context of a relationship or a marriage, we have this stupid idea that it's going to protect the relationship. Like, I don't want to tell my wife about this because I'm trying to...
Out of sight, out of mind. She doesn't need to know about it.
Yes. Yeah, she doesn't need to know about it. Or I don't want to tell her about this because it's going to only harm our marriage.
What she don't know won't kill her.
Exactly. And it's that mentality. But we know that that typically doesn't work. And non-disclosure, like not telling someone, that's keeping a secret.
Absolutely.
Just not, you know, you're going to leave out that part of the information. That's just as bad as just completely buckling down and being like, no, not at all.
It's like a light switch.
It is.
Turn it off.
Okay, Book of Mormon. So we have all these different types of secrets that we go through. We have big ones. We have little ones. We have devastating ones. You know, people hold a lot of them in. We have the little white lies that, you know, a lot of people, and we'll especially see it in the beginning of a relationship, like, you know, not telling our real age or our real this or our real background or this or that. That happens at the beginning of the relationships.
Like, girls don't fart or poop.
They don't do any of that
they
type of stuff.
They don't do that stuff. Lies.
All lies. Well, and, you know, the stereotypical thing is women will hide their age or say their age is less or something else, maybe less. This idea of, you know, hey, the people I've been with before, it's less than the true number in the very beginning. And it gets to a point where this relationship has progressed and they've never let that information go. They've just kept it in this entire time.
Yeah. Which I lied to our son about my age.
Yeah, until he could count.
It was just fun. But I'd lost count of how many years I'd lied about my age. I was 24 for about 10 years.
You're 24 for a long time. And then one birthday, sure enough, he was like, well...
It was his kindergarten year. Stupid kindergarten taught the kid how to count.
Oh, geez. Heaven forbid for school.
No, you mommy, know, you were 24 last time.
Keeping, you know, trying to teach our kids how to count. So, you know, secrets evolve over time and in the context of the marriage. And I was actually kind of researching yesterday, trying to just prepare for this. And I found a study that 60% of people in a marriage, either the husband or wife, are still holding on to what would be considered a major secret from their spouse.
Whoa.
60%. A major secret.
Like, what kind of, like, what is considered major?
Major secret is some of it's age. A lot of it.
People really still lie that much about their age.
People still lie about their age.
Once they're even married? I mean, don't you have to get marriage license and take your birth certificate or driver's license?
How many men pay attention to that?
Yeah.
Not many. But what the study showed is that most of the secrets that are kept have to do with the person's past. Mm. Things that they've done, things that they've experienced, people that they've been with, the mistakes they made. A lot of it has to do with sex. And they're
probably like scared.
They're afraid to let their partner know. Again, it comes kind of back to the point of, well, I'm going to protect the relationship. Another big one was finances. They're hiding this large amount of debt or these bad spending habits or, you know, all sorts of loans or credit card debt or something from their spouse. And what it does is just creates this awful tension and strain, not just individually, but on the relationship.
I'm sorry, as but well. I'm going to go ahead and give some advice to anyone that is listening to this. You get that social security number and you run that background check. You run the credit check. You get all the checks before you even think about signing that.
The marriage license?
That whatever piece of paper says is just your...
Do all the checks, making sure there are no skeletons in that closet. And again, it shouldn't have to get to that point.
But, it shouldn't, but...
But it does. Some of the other things that
I couldn't imagine, like, dating now.
No, I couldn't. Not in a million years.
I would...
It would be awful. Some of the other things that keep family secrets, you know, how they grew up, what their family was like, to try to keep that hidden, especially if it's bad. Another one was just big unhealthy habits. Like, I don't want my wife to know that I eat a, you know, two sleeves of Oreos every night before we go to bed.
I think she could probably catch on.
You know, I'm telling my wife.
Why is he gaining so much weight?
I'm telling my wife I go to the gym, but I actually just go sit in the car in the parking lot and listen to the radio or something.
But when you're there,
she'll
check the location.
She sees it.
It shows you're there.
Now, I'm not going to disclose anybody or anything, but the gym that I go to, and you used to go to, you go to a different one now, but the gym with the guys that I go to, we go early, early in the morning. I haven't seen this guy in a while, but there used to be someone who would pull up around the same time we did, around 4:45 in the morning, sit in his car, park his car. And when we're leaving, he's still sitting in his car. So, you know, he was telling his wife he's going to the gym. He's just going there, parking the car because he ain't working out. As a secret he's keeping from his wife, clearly, that it's just not going to work.
I mean, how do you go to the gym and not have results?
Oh, trust me, it happens. Look at me.
Matthew, you're jacked.
I like to eat.
We have a very serious relationship with food. We love food. We love food.
Love food.
But we do work out enough to be able to eat whatever we want. We could be the size of the house, seriously.
We could be. We definitely don't want to be, but we most certainly could be.
That's why we work out.
So
we're 40 years old, Matthew. I think we're doing okay.
I think we're doing all right.
I would let you know. It'd be like, that ain't working for me.
Some of the reasons and some of the secrets that people are keeping from their spouse. I think one of the biggest things is just, you know, shame. They have shame that they don't want to bring that up. They don't want to talk about it. They feel shameful. They're worried about how their spouse is going to react to whatever it is that they're going to tell them.
I mean, we've been through that. I mean, it might have been right at the beginning of our marriage, but it was while we were engaged.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. We're just stupid. Like the guy says in the beginning.
Marriage is stupid.
Yeah. We were stupid.
We were very, very stupid. And we were very, when we were younger and you know, when we were engaged before we got married, we were so stupid and so awful.
I don't think you should become an adult until you're 35.
Oh, maybe that's why president can't be president until they're 35. I don't know. But I think shame is one of the biggest.
It makes sense.
One of the biggest reasons that we don't want to share with what's going on, because we're just so afraid how our spouse is going to react to that.
I don't get that at all, because you're supposed to be completely honest and.
Yeah, the Bible's pretty clear on that too.
Already, anyways.
I mean, if you are married as a follower, not the other AF that a lot of people is, or think that it is, the Bible's pretty clear about, you know, not keeping these secrets and not, you know, holding it all in.
It's just going to make it worse.
It makes it much more difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, Galatians even says share each other's burdens. That's something that we are supposed to do. So just kind of ask yourself, you know, for everyone who's listening or watching. Why are you trying to hide these secrets? What's the reason? Why does that happen?
Your reason. I don't lie about anything.
No, I mean, we're open books.
Look, I'm a really good liar, but I just refuse. I can lie to other people if I have to, but I just think it's stupid.
It is very, very stupid.
I think it's childish. And if you know that you're going to have to lie about something, if you don't like the way something is, change it. You have full control of yourself.
Yeah, control what you can control.
Yes.
You can't control everybody, but you can control you. You control what you say, what you do, how you respond to things, how you react to things.
That's exactly what we tell our children.
Control what you can control.
They're like, Mommy, there's so many people saying bad words. Listen, child, we know.
Yeah.
But we can't control them. We can control ourselves. So don't bring attention to it. Don't acknowledge it. Control yourself.
I totally agree. So when you keep a secret from somebody, what's some of the things, you know, how can that impact both the person keeping the secret and the spouse?
Well, for me, when somebody lies to me, I'm just done with them.
Yes, you are.
If I can confront you, and you lie straight to my face, it's over. And especially if I know. My discernment is so strong.
Oh, yes, it is. It's so good.
I can just read through someone. I can talk to them for 5 minutes and let you know if they're lying or not.
Well, and that's one of your spiritual gifts is discernment. I mean, that is a gift from God to you that not everyone has. Our son has it as well.
Oh, he's so good at it. He's like, Mom, that kid's lying.
when you can lean into that well, and not just to shout people down and call them out on things, but to help correct and align in the right ways, it's why it's a spiritual gift.
Accountability.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Why do we used to lie to each other? It's not that we were trying to protect each other.
No, I think the reason we lied to each other because we were horrible.
Yeah, we were horrible.
We kept everything
people.
From each other. I think it was one, out of fear of what the other one might think or how they might react. Two, I think the biggest one was we're just so selfish.
Oh, yeah.
As you would say, we wanted our cake and eat it too.
Yes.
which is just not possible, because when you do keep the secrets, it leads to all sorts of resentment and mistrust, and it just leads to problem after problem after problem. It leads to suspiciousness, and that's when you find yourself, you know, waking up in the middle of the night
looking at each other's phones,
trying to take your spouse's phone, mm-hmm. and, you know, sneak into the other room, and I'm going to check text messages and emails and this and that. And what kind of life is that?
I will not live that life.
No, we did.
I know.
We did. And it was horrible.
It will never happen again.
No, it was absolutely horrible. And I don't think that there's really any reason to keep it secret other than the one you did for me, which was fun and silly and this and that. But I don't think
I feel like there's different levels of secrets.
There are different levels of secrets.
Like the little white lies, mm-hmm. essentially, was what we tell our children.
Yes.
About certain holidays. Don't want to mess that up for anybody. But those kind of things, like when Cash found out that I was lying to him about my age.
Well, and there was no malicious intent behind that ever.
No, none. But he was furious.
Oh, he's mad at you.
He was so mad he cried. So without, I don't know. It's just not a life worth living in a relationship. I mean, that's just going to cause so many other problems. You're going to have to lie about one thing, and then you're going to have to continue to lie to cover up that lie, to cover up that lie. And it's just a massive rabbit hole that you're falling in, and you will not be able to get yourself out. You're going to get caught up in your own lies.
Yeah, it's just a nasty spiral out of control. Because mm-hmm. you're right. You tell one lie. And now you got to remember that lie. Now you got to tell another lie to help cover that lie.
But then you start to believe your own lies. And then you don't even know what the truth is anymore.
Oh, completely.
So that makes you a pathological liar.
And it's just, and it can all stem from just something so small that you are afraid to talk to someone about. And it leads to all of this and all of this stuff, which is just, again, nothing good can come from doing this. I think back several episodes ago when we talked about the secrets married people are keeping from their spouses.
Yeah.
And some of those were so good, and we laugh at them. But in reality, so many of them were so awful. The only one that I could think is worth keeping was the guy who has kept the secret from his wife forever that her parents tried to pay him off to not marry her.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one that I can think of. Okay, well, that makes sense.
This guy obviously loves this girl.
Yeah, to not let her know that about what her parents tried to do.
But then again, I kind of think maybe he should tell her. Hey, dude, if you're listening or watching or somehow this gets back to you, maybe you should tell her. Because that just shows, that will also show her how much you really do love her.
I can agree with that. And that kind of leads me to my next point is when you know someone's keeping a secret and you know someone's not being honest, it does not always mean that that is the right moment to come forward with that.
Yes.
Like if you're keeping a secret, if you're trying to keep something, it's not immediately, it's not always the moment to come out with that. There's a place and time for some of that to come out. Like, we're not going to talk about this now, but hey, a week later, hey, I need to tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm. Because
sometimes it's just not right for that to happen.
But there's the right time and the right place for everything.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes,
just think about how much time has passed in their marriage.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to, her parents might now know that he could be the best thing that ever happened to her.
It could have completely shifted the gears.
And now he can go, okay, it's the time that I should totally tell the wife.
And he should tell
the laugh it off.
He should also
remember that time you wanted to pay me $10,000 to leave her.
Well, and he should also tell the parents that, hey, I have to tell her about this. I'd love for you to do it with me, especially if they're okay. Now, they may not be. It may still be a huge issue. They may hate his guts.
Because they were the helicopter parents, right?
They were. They were the huge helicopter parents. So you know, there are very few situations where withholding the information can be good, but I still think there's a place and a time for it all the time to be able to actually express what that secret is and to be able to tell them. Because I think where a lot of people get confused is the difference between secrecy and privacy.
Ooh.
They're different things.
Oh, absolutely. My privacy is, I don't like telling everybody all my stuff. Like all the careers I've had.
Yeah.
But you keep spilling it out when you are on the platform at church. Just, oh, my wife did blah, 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 blah.
Now, I get approval before I do that.
And I just look at you like this.
You don't say no. So I'll give you that.
I don't say yes.
You don't say no. But there is, and I think we as culture have blurred that line of secrecy and privacy.
But I mean, it's not like it's a secret of all the things that I've done, all the careers that I've done. I mean, there's literally an IMDb, whatever the letters are, page on me with all the stuff that I've done.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's not
that it's not like it's a secret.
It's not a secret, but you're not forthcoming with all that information because it's not pertinent to who you are.
Yeah. I don't want people to. I mean, because there are those people who are the people who say, I want to just be friends with you because you have met this person. Oh, she knows.
She knows so-and-so. So I
want to be friends with her. Oh, she did a movie with The Rock. Oh, she's totally my friend. I'm telling everybody about it. Well, I did wrestling with The Rock, too. I mean, it's not just.
All right. So let me ask you this, because that's more on the outsider portion of it. When it comes to your relationship and when it comes to your marriage, where do you draw that line of secrecy and privacy? Because for me, secrecy should be slammed up against the wall, zero. There should be no secrecy.
I agree.
Whatsoever. Now, could there be a time where we don't tell each other something for a short period of time just because of what that situation or that circumstance, what may be dictated out of that at that time, but we will later on in the day or the next day, hey, I need to tell you about this, something that happened, and we'll address that head on. But as far as privacy goes, I do believe there is some privacy in a marriage, but for you and I, again, it's a very, very thin line, and it is more of a playful, unimportant information type of privacy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to know what I ate for lunch every single day.
I don't care what you ate for lunch
every exactly. single day.
But you should probably start eating and not just having smoothies all the time.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But on the big things, like when we look
at... But some people care about, or it's not like I don't think that they care about what their spouse might have had for lunch. They want to know because they think that they need to know everything about it.
Yes, and you don't need to know everything about it. Now,
I don't need to know how many times you went to the bathroom at work.
No, the big things...
That's privacy.
That's privacy. The big things are a completely different thing. Like the big things, your life together, your marriage, what it means, your sex life. What it means to both of you.
That's private.
Your
sex life should be private.
Between the husband and wife.
Yes.
Only. But I'm talking between them. Finances, completely open book.
Absolutely.
Everything there is to know about finances, banks, credit, the bank account, credit card, what's being spent. Now.
But I find this absolutely hilarious that you say that, because I could tell you that we have $50,000 in our bank and you have absolutely no clue.
That is true. I've got full trust.
But you also have all access to all the things. So it's not like if I said, hey, we have $50,000 in our account, you would believe me and go buy something that was $40,000 and we didn't have it.
Let's see.
Right.
No.
Or we get that much money. Let me get these. Oh, I saw some sweet Jordans I need.
Yeah. Or, but I could ask you and you just say, oh yeah, here's what it is. I can show you this. I can show you that. You know, health is another thing that I think we want to try and keep secret sometimes. But again, for us, it should be, in your marriage, it should be an open book that, hey, I need to go to the doctor. I got this going on. I'm feeling this, that should all be an open book. That's not something that should be hidden.
Well, it's something that's funny you say that, because the actual topic that you had put on for this show was an actual medical procedure that I had this summer.
Huge medical procedure, which I think we'll get to next episode, perhaps, right, unless maybe something else crazy happens and we don't.
But that's not something I put out in the world for anybody to see. It's not like it was a secret, but it was when people, you had that done a month ago?
Yeah.
How are you up and around and doing all of these things? I don't have anything to go off of. I don't know. Is that not normal?
It's like I just am.
I don't have an answer for you, but it's shocking because I guess there's a lot of people that do have that or any kind of surgery or a medical something, and they want to tell.
They want to tell.
I don't care for people to know my business, and I don't need a pity party for any kind of situation ever.
No. And that, there are people to tell, and there's people you don't have to tell the world. You don't have to go on social media and blast it to the world, but there are certain people in your life who should know about those things, especially your spouse.
Your spouse.
So I think at the end of the day, when it comes to secrets, it comes to your marriage, it comes to your relationship, it comes to all this, same common thing we see in everything. It boils down to communication.
Every single time.
You have to bloody speak to each other. You have to be.
Communicate your secrets and another secret to cover up your lie that you just told.
No, you have to communicate openly.
You have to be honest and open in this communication.
Communicate openly about everything. Hey, this is what my day was like. Hey, this is what's going on. Hey, this is what's coming up next week. Hey, this is what the kids did. Hey, this is what's happening. Hey, and just being completely open about it all and not being so worried about how your spouse is going to react to it.
Mm-hmm. And I know that whenever you put this on the
interwebs,
what's going to happen is when I know that I have at least three people that are going to listen to this and text me right away. Oh my God, what kind of surgery did you have?
You're exactly right.
Because I did not announce it to everybody.
You know what? Tune in next time.
Just wait.
So
whatever episode's next.
To wrap this season two, episode two, or season three, episode two.
Oh, see, you don't even know.
So to wrap this up, if someone is keeping a secret, what should they do?
Have open, judgment-free communication.
Yes.
And let your spouse know in advance, hey, we need to talk. It's something that needs to be done. I don't want to carry this burden anymore. Please work with me. Listen and help me.
And if you come to your spouse with that and you come to them like that and vulnerable and serious, and you can show that, hey, this is impacting me, they should be empathetic to the situation.
Yeah, that you know you are in the wrong for this. Take the blame. 100% take the blame.
I couldn't agree more. What is it you always say?
Whatever you do in the dark comes down the light.
Absolutely, it does. And just to kind of follow up with what the Bible says about that, Luke chapter 12, verse 2, the time is coming when everything that is covered up will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known. If Jesus said it, it's going to happen.
Secret secrets are no fun. Secret secrets hurt someone.
Let's get out of here. God, we love you. We're just so thankful for what you do. We don't deserve it, but you did it anyways. And we're just so thankful for that. We just pray over this platform, over this podcast, that whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. We just pray that it impacts people. It helps people. It enriches their marriages, their relationships, and their lives. And they'll be able to see you through it and all that they do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Play ball.